The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Speaking of abortion, as we have mentioned, Cecile Richards of Planned Parenthood, she tweeted some facts about Planned Parenthood, and then she was reminded of some other facts about her place of business. Planned Parenthood chief took to Twitter last week to boast about the number of people her organization provides health care for every day. It's 8,118 people who receive some sort of health care.
First of all, that's a terrible number. For an organization getting $500 million, what is it?
Yeah,
$500 million
a year. Half a billion.
It has a ton of locations. 8,000 people? Like, that's actually a terrible number.
Yeah, it is. And, by the way, those same 8,000, 8,100 people could get better health care somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, go to a clinic, go to a free clinic, go to anywhere.
Though I will say, you cannot get health care at a place that is not ending life. That is something that is—it's in the Constitution. You can, if you're not killing things at a location, you cannot get health care.
It's actually not true. But thank you for the interjection.
No, no, no. Roe versus Wade. Ever hear of it?
Yeah, I have heard of it.
Yeah, that's said right there. You have to kill people to
no.
get health care.
No, I really didn't.
No.
So anyway, people started tweeting some facts back at her. Which is kind of amazing, like how many babies they kill every day, which is about 1,000.
Just
every
thousand.
Day they're open, 1,000 babies are killed by Planned Parenthood.
I guarantee in the 8,118, they're including the abortions. They're saying
I'll
that's health care.
Yeah, right?
They're
right.
saying that's health care.
Yes.
So that's it. And that's another example of what we just talked about. If you can make the life of a baby ending into a women's health issue. They say it's women's health. Now, everyone wants women to get health care. It's so absurd. And this is the part. If you go to someone and say, you're against women's health, what do they do? They say, no, I'm not. I'm not against women's health. Obviously not. Why do they do that? What's their motivation to say, no, I'm not against women's health? Because they also think women's health is important.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like when you go after someone, you say, you're a racist. They say, no, I'm not a freaking racist. Here's the 100 reasons why I'm not a racist. Well, why are they defending it? If they were a racist, they wouldn't need to defend it. Richard Spencer doesn't defend that claim. I mean, he uses a different word for it, identists or whatever. But I mean, like, real racists walk out with burning crosses in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people who are saying, no, I'm not racist, are the people who agree with you that racism is bad. But, you know, if you can kind of structure that debate in a way that it always comes back into an issue that makes you feel good. Oh, well, I don't want to be racist. Well, I love women's health. These are things that are distracting from the actual conversation. And somehow it works on people. I think because either attention spans are too small or whatever it is, but people don't even bother looking at these things anymore.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.